does want each of us to desire our own field, whether we're married or not. And I learnt that from Sangha, because he was sharing with me that Beatrice always thought that the ministry work that they were doing, it was Sangha's. But she really had a desire that she wanted to work with people, she wanted to encourage people. So she gave these things to God. And then she was speaking with Sangha, and Sangha said, yeah, like, desire your own field, it's great. Like, have your work with God. Because listen, whether we're married or not, we're all sons and daughters of God. And we can have our own fields, as well as working together. Like me and Kim work together, but we can have our own fields. People that God has given to us to cater to their need, to help them. And it's all down to your desire. Do you desire these things? And so now Beatrice has got, you know, she travels all over India. She travels to Nepal. God arranged it for her to go to Nepal first. There was a leader there that when they was on one of the trips together, she got friendly with. And then this leader wanted her to go. She said, Beatrice, would you come? And so Beatrice went. And then from there, the doors opened there and they opened in India for her. So she has a field where she goes and she's seeing all the great works that they're doing. And she's encouraging, working with the individual leaders. And it's just a great example. And then God started to put in my heart, I'm thinking, yeah, like Kim, she really is a great encourager. And it's not just Lawrence's thing. This is, we're in this together. But like, she can really have her own field. I said, love, why don't you pray for your labourer? Like your, you know, your people that you work with. Even though we're working together with different people, like, pray for people come to you and connect, because you're a wonderful minister and daughter of God. You know, you love God, you love people, you give sound words. And that's not just for Kim, but it's for everyone on here. We can have our own fields, as well as being, if you're married, you can still do your work together. But like, desire your field. What's your desire before God? Like, each individual having their desire before God. This is my life. I don't have any other life apart from living unto God the best I know how, and according to the my understanding and the integrity of my heart. And I go to God, I seek his wisdom, I desire to really communicate God's truth to people, to really help them to take it seriously and to really help people come up in their walk. Someone was there for me, being a witness to me, showing me their example of how to believe God, how to encourage other people, how to work with people. And so when I was being encouraged all those many years ago, I was a 20-year-old going to my first fellowship, and just seeing the leader there and him taking me under his wing and encouraging me, you know, I was just kind of being led here and there in the world, and I didn't think I was important. Like Jane, she says, oh, I didn't think I could do these things. And I thought I couldn't do it. It was just for other people, clever people, you know, smart people. And I didn't have any education when I left school. I couldn't even read or write, you know, until I had a desire to learn to read the scriptures. And then I asked God to help me learn to understand. And he helped me to understand words. And just like Vinny, in fact, this is a great testimony. Leanne had been working with Vinny. He's just turned 3 years old. And she hasn't taught him anything, but he watches all these different programs. And he starts to recognize words. And so basically, Leanne started to write words down. What does this word say, Vinny? So she write car, and he go, car. Rawr, rawr. And then she write, what's this one say? Mummy. So she write mummy down, he say mummy. But he was getting all these words right. So I was really excited to see this, because I know he hadn't been taught it. So yesterday evening, I went up. And so we're sat in there, and Leanne had these picture cards. And they're like triangles with like red in it. And then another picture of a triangle with orange and all these different colours. And then so you get the card out and you say, triangle, green, if it's colour green. And then there was this other one, what was that one called? What was that word?
He calls it a rhombus.
A rhombus, which is
supposed to be an American thing.
It's a diamond, and the proper word for it is rhombus, right? I didn't know that. Leanne didn't know that. Kim didn't know that.
But Vinny did.
But Vinny did. What's that, Vinny? Rhombus. And at the bottom of the card, it says rhombus, and it's got like the star. So Leanne said, Dad, I haven't taught him this stuff. And then so she Googled, she goes, he doesn't know hexagon. So she Googled a hexagon, and she said, what's that, Vinny? He went, hexagon. And then she started to write down numbers. Number one, he recognised number one, and then he recognized number 12, and then he recognized number 18 and 20, and it's just phenomenal. So, like, because he hasn't been sucked down and taught this stuff, he's recognizing it, whether it's through the cartoons or, and stuff like that he's been watching, we don't know. But it is really great to see this, you know, that just the simplicity of heart, that he can see this and recognize things. So it was like similar with me. I didn't think I could do all these things with God. I didn't think I'd be a great preacher or a minister or someone that would heal someone. But I always had the desire. And the only thing that was stopping it was me, because I didn't think I can do it. And then so we started to learn things about I can do, scriptures like I can do all things through Christ, you can do the same works that Jesus done and greater. And then we took the PFAL class, and then we took the intermediate class, and you know, and we seen different things happen. We was growing in faith because of what we understood. And then I was encouraged, you need to take the advanced class. Now, if you take the advanced class, I was built up to take the advanced class. You'll start to see, you know, you'll start to understand about devil spirits and you'll recognize it. Well, I took that advanced class. I didn't recognize anything different, you know, because it wasn't done through the knowledge. It's done through walking with God. And I understand that now. But at the time, I didn't. And I was pretty kind of let down because I was built so much up about this wonderful advanced class and that you'll start to recognize this and that. But I didn't. I didn't see any change. But what it was my faith towards God and my desire to learn about these things. And after we come away from that ministry, it was like 10 years. And Jason was with me, Kim and my mum, and we had a little fellowship going. And it was just a desire to know, like, God, like your scriptures say, I can do the same works that Jesus done and greater. So send me someone that can teach me these things. So I prayed this every day, going to work, cleaning windows. Jason was with me. We would pray for God to do something, that we're all on our own, we need to see more things happen, we desire to do your work, God. We prayed this every day, nearly 10 years, until Sangeet come along. God sent Sangeet to me, and he literally sent me my way, you know. And so from that time, everything changed. I've learned to walk with God, I've learned to depend upon God, and since I've come back from India, I've learned many more things, as you know. I've shared them nearly every week, about what God's done, show me about desire, making a commitment to God, not to man, but to God, to follow the encouragement, follow the sound words, to allow God to, you know, energize us when we're in front of people, to speak by the Spirit. This is what will anoint the fields with oil. This is what will cause people to grow and flourish. And, you know, the scriptures are our base. You know, we could still go to the scriptures. So, but when we talk, we let God energize, because we're ministering to needs. And the biggest need that God's got right now, he's still looking for laborers. Those that will really live unto God. Those that will really forsake self and go after him and be willing to do it his way. That means breaking with tradition. That means breaking with the things that we may have learned before. Because we learned from man, they done the best they could at that time with what they understood, from what they worked. But God is the one that enlightens the whole thing. And to really walk in power is to be led by God. When I took the Power for Abundant Living class, it says, you know, the Power-Filled Abundant Living class for the manifestation of the power of God, so that you can manifest this power. And that's what attracted me, because I wanted to walk in power, but I never really did like I am now. So the more I'm doing this every day with God, so we, you know, Jesus Christ said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. This word life is Zoe, which means fullness of life. God wants us to enjoy the heavenly life here on earth, and he wants us to enjoy it every single day. And if I'm really honest with you, the majority of my Christian life, I wasn't enjoying life every single day. I was always worried about this, concerned about that. How is this going to happen? How are we going to eat today? How are we going to pay this bill? That's not enjoying life. When we're worried, then we're not enjoying life. Yeah, God will come through and bless us, and we see things happen. Then it'd be back down to that old paradigm of worrying. But now, since I've been walking with God, listening to God, staying with God, practicing, you know, saying what I want, not what I see, declaring the promises of God over my life, going to God in every situation, I have peace. And recently I just really began to understand that it's God that's doing the work here. You know, we're fellow labourers together with God. When we do what he's showing us, then he can do the work he wants done. Now, we may have a different mindset. We might think, well, yeah, we got to move the word. We got to get, you know, encourage people. We got to instruct people. We can do that in our own strength. And I've really realised this, that for many years I've done it that way because that's the only way I knew, until there was a more excellent way. And just reminds me of Apollos. Is it Apollos? You know, he was preaching the baptism of John, you know, until Priscilla Aquila come along and showed him a more excellent way. And there is a more excellent way, and that's to move in the power of the demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God, and to allow God to direct us, to allow God to feed the words, to speak. His Old Testament prophets would speak by the Spirit. The word would come, the word of the Lord would come to them, and they would declare it to the people, just like I read in the book of Haggai, chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Haggai, and Haggai declared to the people, like, what are you doing? You know, you bring in much and you do this and you do that, but you just don't have enough. Consider your ways. So this is what I'm getting to. You know, I've considered my ways. I considered why I wasn't being fruitful. I considered why I wasn't being successful like other ministers were being successful, or why other leaders were being successful and I wasn't. And it's because I was doing it according to how I was taught. You have to stay within that structure, but the Spirit of God is wide. Is elastic, you know, you could stretch, you know, there's grace with that Spirit of God. Records like Romans, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You know, we're to live in the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, speak by the Spirit. We're inspired by the Holy Spirit. So God is the one that's really, that he does the work, he arranges everything perfectly. Like Kim, she was going for this, just a simple day out with Leanne, doing this CSI. She wasn't planning anything. She didn't know she was going to speak like she did. She didn't know she was going to have this wonderful open door with someone that needed a more excellent way, because she's already a believer in God, but she wasn't seeing what? The power of God.
Yeah.
What did Dr. Welwer used to say? You know, for those that want to see the power of God, the power's missing. You know, like it says in My People Have Forsaken Me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns which hold no water. When you need the power, it ain't there. And it's because they're doing it their way, their cisterns, their modes of living, their modes of believing God. But when we go to the fountain, when we go to the source of all our supply, which we have direct access to through Jesus Christ, then we can really draw on God's power. So every day, we allow God to arrange the work. We allow God to arrange the open doors. I get up every day, I thank God for my day. Father, I thank you for my before ordained works this day. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. In the meantime, you can get me on the phone, you can get me watching the telly, or you can get me reading the scriptures or whatever. I'll be waiting on you. I'm waiting on you, so you just show me what to do. In fact, really, God is waiting on us. And that's just to orientate our minds and hearts to him, to really, okay, God, I'm ready to move at a drop of a hat and to speak thy word and to minister directly to your people so that they can flourish, they can walk, and they can come to you and realize that they can have a living relationship with you like I got. So I understand my job is to really communicate to people to go to God, to expect from God. And there's many other words God gives us, like he did on the day of Pentecost. You know, Peter, he quoted the book of Joel, but God says, like, no, and with many other words, he exhorted them. Those many other words is what came from God, what God was inspiring in his heart. It's just really a simple life. There's no effort on our part apart from going to God and then walking through the doors that he opens for us to do. Like yesterday, I decided to go out. I wanted to get Darcy a birthday card. And I wanted to get some vitamin D and vitamin C. I run out of that stuff. And I wanted to get some batteries for the dictaphone. And I thought, okay, I'd go up. And it was like about 4:30. Got up Kings and like most of the shops were shut. And I rung up Kim. I said, love, all the shops are nearly shut. She said, we need to get up earlier then, don't you? We're having our joke. But I was up early that day, just thought I didn't get out till late. And I'm walking around and I think, well, I could have called Jason, but he might be working. And no, I just leave that. But I had this feeling in my heart I was going to bump into him. So anyway, I'm in this health shop getting this vitamin D and vitamin C, and lo and behold, who walks in? Jason. Hi, Lawrence. I thought I'd see you today. And I said, yeah, I thought I'd see you, but I didn't call you because I didn't know what you was doing, you know, so I just left you to it. So God arranged that, and then we had a nice cup of tea. Ethel rung, got to share with Ethel and minister to her throat. So those are the things that I do every day, and then God showed me to write down who I speak to, what I'm doing, what I've done. So I got my paper now, I just write down daily, and I can look back and just see how God's been building my faith, bringing certain people to me, and little conversations we've had. I just take little notes, and I pray about these things. I stay connected with Sangha. I like to give him a call a couple of times a week, and we talk about, you know, what God's doing in our daily living. You know, because life is for living. God wants us to enjoy every single day. And there's certain things that we have to do, you know, and it doesn't look spiritual, but let me say it isn't. Because God's in with us with what we're doing, you know. But our heart is towards God. Our heart is to do exactly what he wants us to do once we understand and receive what he wants us to do. And as we just do those things, just do those simple little things there, then you'll see that everything just starts to escalate. You know, things like God starts bringing the people to you. He'll start opening up doors. You'll be able to minister. You'll be able to encourage. And then people will start seeking you out. And when people seek you out, it's great. And God's brought everyone here onto this fellowship so that we can, you know, encourage these things, that you can have a really great life. The only true structure there is what God gives you to do every day and what he's put within the body. You know, that structure. And it's led by God. So when we're just walking with God, we're staying within that boundaries and structure of what God's set up. And it's to be led by God. You know, he's directing, he's moving the pieces, like a chess game. God's moving the pieces. So, yeah, this is what just come to my heart, just really simply to share that, you know, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand side, there's pleasures forevermore. That's where we stay our mind and our confession, our words. Like we had a wonderful one on with Becky today. The stuff that we was talking about was on the practical side. Because she's got two young kids and there's certain things happening, you know, so it's like it was more practical, but God was involved with all of that. So he's encouraging people on the practical side of living and enjoying life every day. And there's certain things that we can do if we got the understanding to do it, we can really enjoy it. Like, you know, me and Kim, we've been parents, we brought up our children. We've never had it together then, but we got it together now. But looking back now, we can give good advice because we've been through those situations. Can you see? We've learned how to handle the kids and routines to get into. And so we can pass that on. But we didn't have that experience back then. We was just in the same place. But we did have a good lot of people around us to help us. You know, so life is about living and living it more abundantly with God. Because unbelievers live the same life that we live, right? Like they got their daily routines and everything like that. You know, but when we do it with God, then it's joy and peace and believing. We get answers to any problems that come up. We can go directly to God, or God can direct us to someone that he's put in our heart to go to for help or for encouragement. And we can love one another. We can encourage one another. We can strengthen one another. So just enjoy your everyday. Every day enjoy. Practice the things that you know to do. Be faithful to the things that you know to do that is going to be beneficial for you, that God set up so that you can prosper, so you can be blessed, so that you can be wise, and then be ready to speak forth the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. It's those words, the gospel of Christ, which brings deliverance and brings hope into people's situations. So when you got someone that's struggling in their life, daily living in an area, and you can speak God's words into their life from your experience, God will use your experience and bring it all out in a godly way so that people can be practical and apply the things in their life. You're bringing hope and joy. You know, you're bringing hope and joy, and that's what God wants us to have. He wants to have us. He's given us a hope and a future and an expected end. So whatever situations you're going through, it's not going to stay the same. And don't have to try and do it all by yourself on your own back. You know, go to God, do what he shows you, go to someone that he's put in your heart to be encouraged. Just do it. Don't let fear stop. You haven't got spirit of fear. God says, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind to make sound-minded decisions. So you can make the perfect decisions with God. And so this is what was in my heart to share.